This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Yep, that's right. That means tomorrow is Thursday, 7 o'clock tomorrow night on Alt 105. You can listen to Vinny's side piece. Really hard putting that show together. 1 hour of harder, classic, alternative. She can rock out on Thursday night, get ready for the weekend.
It's super fun, so I hope you'll listen.
All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Check out All Natural Stone if you are even considering any kind of remodel. Also, follow them on Instagram. They post all kinds of cool pictures of great designs they've been part of. All Natural
Stone.
Are you
up on there? Did your kitchen make the cut for Instagram?
I don't know if I should post another picture of my kitchen. It's now. You remember when you were like, I want to see that thing messy.
Yeah, I want to see what it looks like when you use it.
We've been messing it up daily for a while now. It's definitely messy. So
yeah,
I can certainly post another picture. But they, All Natural Stone, is open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin!
And online at allnaturalstone.com. Okay, so let me do this real quick. I want to mention it again because I had kind of put together this whole story, and then I realized as we were finishing up with Scott Budman, I was running out of time, and the shortened version turned out to be a disaster. So I just wanted to mention again real quick that Sergeant Damon Gutzwiller of the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Department is having a public memorial. He was killed in the line of duty 9 days ago in an ambush. I'm not going to get into the whole story again because I already messed that up, but I do want to mention that today is the day. So it's at 10 a.m. at Cabrillo College in Aptos. There's a public memorial for him, and the seating's going to be limited, but it will be live streamed on YouTube and Facebook pages. So rest in peace, Sergeant Damon Gutzwiller. This is another thing I wanted to mention just real quick. It's just I know I've been spending way more on food in stores and online. It looks like, where did this data come? Adobe data shows online spending in May exceeds holiday sales.
Wow.
That's how high our spending has been in the month of May. Black Friday
Cyber
and Cyber Monday. It's been incredible how
I'm actually surprised because it's not like, I mean, I don't buy new clothes anyway, but I feel like, you know, if you're at home, maybe people are buying great new outfits to debut when they come out of hiding or to put on Instagram or
I think it's groceries. I think it's things you need. I think it's online classes. We're trying to find things to do with our kid. I mean, we're honestly desperate for positive things that aren't a show on Netflix. No offense, Netflix, but I mean, there's a point where you go, you got to get off that TV. You just have to. So consumers spent $82.5 billion online in May. That's up 77.8% year over year.
Holy cow.
That is a big bounce. And they're saying that this is more than what we do during the holidays. So, or equal to. So
It's incredible, but it is true. If you're locked in your house, anything you need has to come from the internet.
Right. The shift is from going to the store to straight online. So that was, I thought, an interesting stat and worth reporting. Also, I wanted to mention this because it's big and it happened nearby. PG&E formally pleaded guilty Tuesday to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter over its responsibility for California's deadliest, most destructive wildfire that was up north of us. They were in court yesterday in Chico, where the CEO of PG&E, Bill Johnson, pled guilty, and they read all the names.
Wow.
So now it's going to be about get those checks in the mail, PG&E, because that's what will be ultimately how they say sorry, right?
Well, I'd like to think that they, pay the families, but also get on that infrastructure. Like, you know, it's after what happened in San Bruno a few years back, I think, I don't even know how long ago that was, 8 years, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
After that, there should have been an intense effort to update and upgrade all of their infrastructure.
And there may have been, but it's the how long are the lines that get to every
miles
part of
miles
the
miles.
Bay Area? So, I mean, that's something they should have been on all along, and we all already know, and we don't need to go over it, but it's clear that there were important bonuses to be, or important spots to hit in order to, for everyone to get their bonuses, and spending money was not going to help that process. So let's hope that's different going forward, right?
Yeah, let's hope. I'm sure corporate America will totally reform over this.
Right. You're going to be spending a lot more time with your family this summer than you have in the past. Just like we're spending more money online, we're also spending more time trapped at home.
Mm-hmm.
Eh. Parents,
we have a
need
vacation
things.
Coming up. Are you planning on being away from the fam?
No.
I mean,
I'll probably try to go out and get surfing done real early before the wind happens. But for the most part, I'll be around the house playing guitar and helping with the kids.
Sounds fun, like a fun vacation.
Well, it'll be, yeah, I'll like it.
Surf, that'll be
good. No, I mean, I'll like it. I can stay busy. I'm good. It's what do I do with this kid?
Right.
That's the trip. So here's some of the stuff. They say playing board games, camping in the backyard, making arts and crafts, reading books, making breakfast as a family, everyone.
Oh, what's
that? Suddenly, breakfast is a project that you can do, and it won't taste the same since there's little hands in it and stuff happening. But, you know, whatever. At least you killed an hour.
And we all did it together. And you get to clean up.
Building blanket and pillow forts.
Boy, so this is just really more a day at Vinny's house. This is
what's happening
already,
at all everybody's homes, right? I know that the missus sold, what do they call that, ESPP? She sold some of her company stock so that she could buy a projector.
Oh.
So that we can watch movies in the backyard.
What fun.
Well, I mean, something's got to happen around here.
That's so fun, though. That's a nice family activity. And as the nights get longer, and
it's not a swimming pool, but it's something.
No. Yep.
Making home theaters is on the list. Teaching kids a new skill, playing with water guns, and eating popsicles.
Yay!
Oh, summer in quarantine sounds fun.
Sounds like all the other days, really.
Well, what I was going to say is, so I just read that list, and it's only 10 o'clock. Now what do we do?
I know. We've done everything on the list. Well, when it gets dark tonight at 9:30, we'll watch a movie in the backyard?
Right. Yay.
Yay is right.
Man, I have so much to do. I don't know which one to do. Do you want the McDonald's? Do you want some fast facts? Or, hold on. Or giving someone the finger. Or pickled flavored Doritos.
No, I don't want those. I don't care about that. But I do love food. It's between McDonald's and the finger. I'm going to go the finger, Bob.
Oh, all right.
I'm loving it.
Have you ever given another driver the finger?
Yes.
And what
happened? I try not to. Well, they don't like it. Nothing happened. There was
oh,
no
they
incident.
Didn't follow you?
No, I mean, you know, everybody's had their little, you know, it's just now you got a mad guy and you're still right there in traffic with them. So,
right.
You know, that's no fun. But I try not to do that as a grown lady now.
Well, I think most I can't speak for all guys. I learned as a young man, very young man, actually, because I got in plenty of fights, but that you will have to back up your big mouth at some point. And you know, you learn that I don't know that I want to do that right now. You know, back up my middle finger right here in the road. So I don't go around doing that much. But a third of Americans admit that they've given another driver the finger. I've certainly done it. But yeah. I don't, it's not a practice that I'm into.
Sometimes I give it, sometimes I have my hand down on like on the armrest on the door and I just put my finger up and I'm happy that I'm doing it like as they're driving by me or, you know, whatever. And I'm just like giving it to them really hard, you know, and it's just, and I'm happy.
You know,
and I haven't gotten upset, you know, it's upset somebody else. What's rad?
Since we've been in quarantine, one of the family events is we get in the car and we go, you know, drive the coast and just look at the ocean. And
yeah,
this has become a pretty normal get out of the house thing. And who I have become is the guy with nowhere to go all day to get there. I'm driving slowly in the slow lane, and I have been given the finger by, in fact, this guy drove by in a motorcycle. We were in our lane. We didn't change lanes. So this isn't about me. Like, did I cut him off? Nope.
Right.
Just driving slow because I got nowhere to be. This guy drives by and flips me off. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm that guy. I'm the slow guy on the road that people are mad at because I clearly have nowhere to get to.
Right.
And I looked over at the missus and she's like, don't do anything. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm doing 40. I mean, he just went
what
by.
What was the speed limit? Is the speed limit 55 and you're going 40? Or is it 40 and you're going 40?
No, I was doing the speed limit. But my point was just simply like, what
you're
am I going to speed up and catch him? I'm going to fight him in front of you guys? I mean,
right.
What?
No.
Over what? Because I'm going slow and the Honda Passport. Is that what that thing's
hilarious.
Called?
Hilarious.
Is it an Odyssey?
I don't know. No. The Odyssey is the van. No, the Honda is the
oh, the Pilot. Okay.
The Pilot. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
The Pilot. Anyway, I just thought, oh, my God, I'm that guy.
Oh, well.
I just got flipped off for
being
slow.
You always going to be. You know, you resisted for a really long time, Ben. It's, you know. Time.
Another third of people have honked at someone for driving too slow. 18% have tailgated someone.
Sure. We've all done that crap, you know.
This is, 4% have keyed a car. I've never done that.
Keyed a car? 14% of people
no,
have
no,
keyed?
No, 4% have keyed a car.
Still, even 4% is high. Please don't key cars, you jerk.
You know what? If you pull it off and you get home safely,
oh, Vinny,
good
you've
for
done
you.
It. You've
no,
done
no,
it.
No, I haven't. I'm saying, though, if you get caught in the middle of keying some dude's car, he's going to thrash you. Just
yeah.
So you know, I wouldn't
whatever
go that route at all.
Whatever happens to you, you brought on yourself.
Unless you got Brin skills, I would keep your key in your pocket.
Where it belongs.
That's why I key cars, because I've got those skills.
Yeah. Is that what you're out there doing?
Because nobody can even see you. You're so
you key
stalking.
The car and then you sit next to the line you made on their paint job.
Right.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for my
me.
Fight.
Proud of my work. This art.
Oh, man. I'm out of time. Hey, listen, I will read your text 800-400-3697 on the other side of these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.